The Chinese junk pitched and rolled in the pounding surf, its ancient timbers groaning under the heavy load. The boat lay low in the water, cold spray blowing over its rails with each gust of the frigid autumn wind. Hidden below a tattered tarpaulin on deck, Xiao Shu, Little Mouse, wondered what he'd gotten himself into. He shivered. The damp sea air had soaked through his thin skin, deep into his tiny bones. He had only been aboard one day, but he already yearned to have his feet back on dry land. Xiao Shu had little experience on the water. True, he'd just spent more than a week traveling down the Grand Canal with his new friends, Hawk and Ying, but that ride was nothing like this one. That one was fun. This was agonizing. The sooner he was off this ship, the better. The boat lurched suddenly on the choppy seas, and a wicked crosswind lifted one corner of the tarp. Xiao Shu quickly snatched it back down, catching a glimpse of General Tonglong's long ponytail braid swaying just a few paces away. Xiao Shu shuddered. Tonglong, the mantis, was uncomfortably close. As a homeless street urchin, Xiao Shu had a lifetime of practice hiding in small, inconspicuous places. He had an unnatural ability to bend and twist his small body into all sorts of strange shapes, and he put these skills to use, stowing away here on Tonglong's Chinese man-o-war in order to steal some information for his new friends. This, however, had been more than he'd bargained for. Perhaps he'd pushed his luck too far. Xiao Shu shifted his position ever so slightly, and he felt the weight of the shiny cylindrical object resting on his lap. It was nothing, really, some sort of spyglass. While it might prove useful to him, he had mainly taken it because it was made of a highly polished brass and glimmered with a luster he couldn't resist. It was this same fascination with shiny objects that had brought him to his current hiding place. With each passing wave, Xiao Shu sank deeper into the largest pile of treasure he'd ever seen. He was surrounded by riches that even the Emperor would be hard-pressed to imagine. Golden goblets, impossibly intricate jade figurines, mounds of pearl jewelry, all of it piled here on the boat's deck and covered with a tarp like a worthless bale of straw. There were other piles, too, though none as large or magnificent as this one. The treasure was connected to a series of dragon scrolls that contained secret dragon-style kung fu fighting techniques. One of the scrolls was also a map, and Tonglong had used it first to find Ying's mother's house, then to locate the treasure in a secret seaside cave. The cave was only accessible at low tide, and Tonglong had timed his arrival perfectly. In less than an hour, his men had stripped the cave of its contents. Now, Tonglong was headed south to take care of what he called personal business. Xiao Shu didn't know what that business was, but he was certain he had already gathered plenty of information for Ying and Hawk. The moment he saw an opportunity to sneak off the ship, he would make a break for it. Having been aboard the better part of a day and a night, Xiao Shu had learned the rhythms of the ship's watches. The laziest sailors were assigned to the watch that began at sunset, so that would be the best time to make his move. In the meantime, he would just have to wait.